The WFMT announcer slot is not a happy one. In addition to uttering the sibilant, mellifluous cadences of such cacophonous sounds as Hans Schmidt Ischerstedt, Carl Zurich, Nicanor Zabaleta, Hans Knappertsbusch, and the Hammerklavier Sonata, he must thread his vocal way through the complications of l'Orchestre de la Suisse Romande, the Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam, the Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra, and other complicated nomenclature. However, it must by no means be assumed that the ability to pronounce l'Orchestre de la Société des Concerts du Conservatoire de Paris with fluidity and verve outweighs an ease, naturalness, and friendliness of delivery when at the omnipresent microphone. For example, when delivering a diatribe concerning Claudio Muzio, Beniamino Gigli, Hetty Plumacher, Giacinto Prandelli, Hilda Rosel Maiden, and Lina Bagliughi, 5 out of 6 is good enough if the 6th one is mispronounced plausibly. Jessica Dragonetti and Margaret Truman are taken for granted. Poets, although not such a constant annoyance as polysyllabically named singers, creep in now and then. Of course, Dylan Thomas and W.B. Yeats are no great worry. Composers occur almost incessantly, and they range all the way from Albenis, Alvenin, and Urich through Wolf-Ferrari and Zeisel. Let us reiterate that a warm, simple tone of voice is desirable, even when introducing the Bach cantata Ich hatte viel Bekümmernis or Monteverdi's opera L'Incoronazione di Poppea. Such, then, is the wharf and wolf of an announcer's existence in diesen heiligen Hallen.